慧月法师，你有没有什么问题想要提问的？
喂，大
喂，
家好，
老师好，
我是想有一个问题想请问是，我们新路接一门新路的时候啊，然后那些什么像我们转向之后也是，那后面的领受推步确定塑形，这是什么心啊？就是说六世的话，六世那我们转向接着演示，再来是后面这些的话是什么东西？它是属于六世的什么心？
你说它的本质是果报心，或者是唯作心，还是什么心吗？
不是，我是说。我们六识的分类，眼耳鼻舌身意，它演示之后，那这些的灵受推度确定，它是属于六识的哪一识？
通常会归为第六识啦。不过中文的归类跟那个巴利文不太一样，我可以转达你这个问题。
因为后面它有分流之后，才有接一门转向，那个才是
The question actually is about the classification of chittas, because in Chinese we call six kinds of chitta: seeing, also hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching, thinking. We usually just say thinking. The question is about after seeing, the receiving, the investigation, the vatapana, and what are they? What are they in terms of the one of the six kind of chittas?
If one should keep in mind is that what should be known, what can be known, what can be directly known. Now, this is the most important usefulness. Otherwise, we don't know why we listen to the six chitta or the six dhammas, but it's now at this very moment, whatever you just talk about, seeing, they're seeing right now. See, no one can say that there is no seeing while seeing is there. So to understand seeing as its truth is that it does not belong to anyone. It's just conditioned to arise, to see. That's all. And this is life, just one moment. And we thought that we were there all the time from birth, but actually nothing left. This is the point to understand what Buddha enlightened.
我们可以讨论很多法，但是现在呢，有些法是不会出现的。那么我们讨论这些心呢，是属于六识之一呢？比这个更重要的是，现在我们所演示这一类的心，它有出现，但是我们了解它的真相吗？那么我们从一出生呢到现在，我们都一直认为有我的存在，我们并没有真的了解现在出现的法。那么那些其实并没有出现的法，比如说领受推度确定，这些是在书本上有提到，但是它现在并没有出现，我们并没有办法去注意或者是直接经验它们。所以最重要的还是了解现在有出现的法。
Does anyone would like to understand the truth of this moment?
谁想知道这一刻的真相呢？
What doorway can seeing arise? See, we are talking just about what you said, six doorways, but it's only the word. But now one doorway, that is, there is seeing. Without this eyes, there cannot be seeing. So it is needed, the doorway for citta to arise. Otherwise, there cannot be conditions for the seeing right now.
好，我们现在谈六识六个根门，对不对？那么演示是在哪一个根本呢？我们不是只是讲这个名字哦。现在演示如果没有眼睛是因缘条件，演示也不会升起。眼睛只能在这个所谓的眼门过程，现在就在发生。
So each word should be understood clearer and clearer and clearer until Panya is so great that it can let go the idea of self. From that which just arises of see and then no more in samsara.
所以每个字像演示这个字哦，一再的思考，一再的听，一再的思考，越来越清楚，越来越清楚，一直到真的放掉我的概念， 这个眼识升起去看完，在轮回中不会再回来。
And this is the way the Magga which Buddha developed from time to time until he has become enlightened the truth of now.
这个呢，大家知道佛陀经历无数次的轮回，无数次的这样子累积波罗蜜，终于了解了这个真相，发现了这个真相。
So let's talk about the six doorways or the six citta, if you'd like to use the term. That is seeing right now, one, hearing now, one, smelling one, tasting one, touching one, and thinking one, all six in a day.
那么
Just all around in life from moment to moment.
那么如果我们要把心用这种六识的分类法没有问题，那就眼识、耳识、鼻识、舌识、身识，那么剩下的其实可以简单的说它就是意识。
Is it clear about the six doorways or six vinyana? We use the Pali term.
嗯哼，所以大家对这六识的分类目前有 OK 吗？
The words of the Buddha can be understood little by little, developing from time to time.Until reality right now can appear as Buddha taught.
佛陀的教导呢，一个字一个字慢慢的理解，一直到这一刻的真相真的被他真的被了解，就如同他的教导一样。
Otherwise, there's no way to understand the great wisdom of the Buddha. How can that just appear? Can appear so well as it is?
如果不是因为了解现在出现的。开始变得越来越清楚，我们怎么可能真的知道佛陀的智慧有多高、多伟大
？If there is only the understanding of the story of it, what about now? No time at all in life to have the direct awareness of it, because we just keep on talking about it while it's now arising and falling away differently, just like the book said.
如果我们只是谈着这些法。好像在讲的一个故事一样，这些法好像就是一个故事，而不是了解它现在就在发生，怎么可能真的累积智慧呢？
So whatever we are going to talk about is now it can be understood little by little until it's clear just one by one at a time.
所以我们在讨论的呢，现在出现的法，一个一个一个，它会逐渐慢慢的变得清楚。
Otherwise, we cannot say that it is the understanding, the truth of reality, which is no one, nothing, nowhere, only just moment of arising and falling away.
如果现在出现的法，如果不能被智慧慢慢的了解，越来越清楚，越来越清楚，我们怎么可能可以真的知道它是无我，它并不是任何人，它也不存在任何地方。
So we can talk about anything which is in the book, but from just reading, no thinking, considering at all, there cannot be the understanding that is there now.
嗯哼，如果我们可以一直讨论书本上的知识，但是如果没有在这个时候了解正在出现的法，我们是没有真正的进展的。
So what are we going to talk about is now, exactly.
所以我们不管讨论什么，都是跟现在有关哦。
For example, seeing. We are talking about seeing, which before seeing, there's no seeing, but no one can think about how and what condition the seeing to arise and just fall away. It cannot say all day long.
那么在眼识升起之前并没有眼识，没有谁可以知道是什么因缘条件，因此这个眼识可以升起了，整天都是这样子。
Without considering carefully, there is no thinking about where is it no more. So what's the use of thinking to that which has gone completely, never to return at all?
如果没有谨慎的小心的去思维这些法，我们在讲的这些法其实一升起就过去了，只是谈着它是没有意义的。
So anything that we can think about, can talk about right now, what would you like to talk about that? Which one?
所以现在呢，我们讨论现在出现的法，有哪一个是谁想要讨论的呢？比如刘元上次讨论那个善的问题，你觉得满意了吗？ 如果没有我，为什么需要培养善？
嗯，我觉得也不是满意，或者是找到了什么答案。我是有点理解了，就是说，就是说，这个累积善，包括累积智慧这件事情，是一件很有意义的。
那个我的概念还是会很强的。
Can kusala be yours? Can the kusala be yours? They are gone completely.
善可以是你的吗？不善可以是你的吗？他们已经走了。
But when be more understanding of seeing right now, or right then, or any time.
嗯哼，如果不是这样子的话，怎么可能对眼识能够更进一步的逐渐的了解呢？
嗯。
It's the way to letting go, clinging, ignorance, which is conditions for life to arise again and again and again, non-stop. But when there is a little more understanding, it letting go the idea of self, because it's just different realities by conditions, no one and nowhere.Only just a moment when it arises, and then no more, nowhere.
这些因缘和合的法，就只是那么短暂的一刻，有条件升起，然后就灭去了。那么，如果不是透过了解现在这些出现的法的话呢，我们怎么可能真的能够逐渐放掉它呢
？Before coming together now, does anyone think about the Buddha and the Dharma and what has said before, or not yet?
在我们来讨论之前呢，有谁有想
是在设法和设法的相缘而升起的，也就是说心是来源于设法的，是这样吗？
你的那个来源是什么意思？如果是因为它的因缘，可是你的来源
就是 come from, OK.
So the question is then, so citta is conditioned by the rupa.Can we say that citta come from the rupa?
No.
心跟心所呢是需要设法的资助的。那么他们是互相彼此因缘升起的。
So even right now, seeing arises where? See? Not at the nose, not at the skin, but at the eye. Rupa, the eye sense, which cannot be seen at all. All among realities, no matter in what world.Only one reality can be seen is that now which is seen. No one can see the eye base, ear base, or even the heart yet.
好，比如像眼识呢，眼识在哪里升起呢？并不是生出来，是升起。它不会在鼻子，它不会在皮肤，它只能在眼根。可是眼根能够被看到吗？不行。能够被看到的所有的法里面就只有一种，就是色尘，其他都不可能会被看到，眼根也不会被看到。那么一根也不会被看到。
Nobody can touch the hatya, because whatever is touched must be self or heart, for example.
The eye can be touched. So I just explained to him that the pasada is just the rupa. So
How many rupas are there? How many rupas are there?
有多少色法呢？有几种色法？
色法我们应该是28种吧。
28 kind of rupa.
Okay.What are they? Hardness is one, and hatya is another one. Sound is another one.
好，那这五种，这五个根本呢，可以经验哪几种呢？色法总共有哪几种？
这五个根本应该就是颜色、声音、味道、气味和软硬，
还有冷热，还有弹性，
对，
所以总共七种。
七种，冷热也是这个生
hardness, softness, heat or cool, and why you touch pressure, not hatya, not sound. See,
所以这里呢，很重要的就是呢，一天之中透过眼耳鼻舌身去经验呢，不管你经验多少千变万化的，被看到的只有一种，被听到的只有一种，那被闻到的、被尝到的都只有一种。 然后被碰到的只有四大里面的其中三大而已，所以一天之中就只有这七种会出现。那么可是有28种设法，其他设法 directly known through the meditation.
Panya can experience anything by conditions, not at will. So the more there is Panya, which experience the truth of reality, it appears as so very anatta. No time to think about it, no expectation.And no preparation for anything at all, just like now. Seeing sees who prepare to have it. There is touching, hardness, softness, who make it arise. Everything shows its way of being. Anatta, no self, no one. But there is no understanding from eons and eons until Buddha had developed parami enough to directly experience.Reality as the enlightenment when time comes just right at that moment. So everything is conditioned, unknown.
好，这里有三个重点哦。第一个就是说，智慧可以经验任何真正存在的法，但是要看因缘条件。像佛陀的智慧够高，他的因缘条件是具足，可以经验所有的法。像我们就不可能经验所有的法。正常的阿罗汉也不一定可以。那么第二个重点就是说，这些。法这些智慧包括智慧的升起去了解法的那一瞬间呢可以真正 是瞬间的知道
cannot let be letting go the idea of self or desire or attachment which is the core and the cause of life at all samsara because of ignorance and attachment and only from moment of understanding develops little by little it can letting go so letting go does mean that I can let goAttachment, but letting go the ignorance about seeing right now and that which is seen now as permanent or as something or someone or I, only wrong understanding from ignorance.
智慧呢建立到一定的高的程度的时候呢那个是完全没有期待的法出现了它出现它是空的它被了解它是空的他被了解他并不是有任何人存在的。那么这件事情呢可是我们其实都在无明跟贪爱里面哦我们没有办法放掉我们因为无明贪爱太深那以至于或者智慧也不够当智慧累积到够高的时候呢才能够真的了解眼识跟色尘眼识跟色尘都不是我这样子才有机会才能够逐渐的放掉无明跟贪爱
This moment is anatta, see, known by conditions from understanding perfectly, completely.
因为佛陀的话可以让我们知道智慧的建立，我们不是只是想着，不是只是想着这些法，我们是去了解，去想跟去了解是不一样的。那么，所以在知道佛陀的教导无慧之后的思慧，从理智上的 pariyatti 一直可以渐渐。累积到 party party.
For example, now there is hardness, no attention to it, no understanding, just leave it from moment to moment, no understanding at all. But what can be understood at moment of hardness appear? It is a moment of understanding that no thing besides the hardness and the reality which experience it.So where is the world, the whole world, or the whole universe, or the all universe, see? No, nothing at that very moment, only one moment of...
Some Dharma to experience harness. Doesn't that mean both Rupa and the Nama are the channel?
No thought about anything, because it's there, hardness.And without that which experience it, that can be there at all. See? So just in split second, there is that which experience and that which is experienced all day. No attention.
那时候呢是没有那么多没有时间去想事情的。就是出现的跟去经验那个出现的。那个出现的我们现在的举例是设法。出现的也可能是演示也可能是明法。但是重点是当直接经验的时候当四念住正念的时刻的时候呢是根本没有时间去 去想任何事情的，它是非常短暂，一下就过了。那个时候的世界出现了，就会了解为什么外面的世界其实是幻象。
And by then there can be the understanding of how long the development of the Khandit Parami has to be, because it's the moment of understanding what is there now. The truth can appear, even it arises and falls away so rapidly, but everything appears as nimitta, not only one, not only single one.
这里提到一个叫做忍辱或者是耐心波罗蜜哦，在正念直接经验法那个之前呢，这个波罗蜜的累积是有它的必要性的。那老师最后提到这个尼米塔，我们有提过，就是每个法升起灭去之后都会有一个影子哦。那被直接经验的是这个影子。
So each reality, each moment is covered.
设法。所以我有点分心了。不过大多他的意思就是，你反过来讲，就是如我们每天有那么多的土元素都在被经验了，可是他们都没有真正的成为心去直接经验的对象。
So the hardness, for example, if it's the hardness of the computer or the table, it's conditioned by temperature, not by nama or anything else, just by temperature. And the touching is conditioned by the base,by the hardness that's impinged on the body sense, by karma, by other conditions.
比如说土元素的印呢，如果电脑或桌子的这个印呢，它的因缘条件。
It's an example of the details in order to understand these points.
在眼门过程的心呢，除了眼识是在眼镜色眼根升起以外，其他的心其实是在意根升起的。但是他们虽然在不同的地方升起，他们经验的是同一个色尘。同一个所缘对象。
And after hearing the other cheaters in that process, even though they are the other cheaters, don't arise at the ear sense, but at the hadiyawatu, they still, so the rupa has already arisen and has already impinged on the eye sense, and there must have already been the adverting consciousness or the seeing consciousness, and then the other.Cheats in the process experience it because the cheaters fall away instantly, but the rupa lasts longer.
所以这个色法，比如说这个色尘撞击眼根之后呢，我们说这个色法有持续17个心的时间，所以在眼识之前的那个五门转向心，接下来眼识，然后领受推顿等等的整个眼门过程的心呢，都可以去经验这个持续比较久的时间的色法。
If no cheetah has averted to the visible object, that's the condition for seeing, like right now. If there's no visible object impinging on the eye sense, no seeing at this moment at all.
就像现在啊，如果没有色尘撞击眼根，我们现在能看吗？我们现在有在看，是因为色尘撞击了眼根。
对的，对的。就是说这个，其实是色法，它虽然是在生灭，但是它是。存在的，那么心法它也是在生灭，它也是存在的，只是说它是它的真究竟实相是就像佛陀讲的这样一种存在的方式，是应该是这样理解吧？就说没有一个什么固定的东西或者固定的心，也没有一个固定的设法，它都是缘起的，但是它不是说就是说是。刚才也讲了，不是设法起的心法，而是说，怎么讲呢？我的理解，它还是就是说，有它心法的那个世界，有这个设法的世界，只是说他们生灭的都是无常的，都是这个不能执着的。
所以是有进一步的问题吗？还是你想要做个就是？
我就是说想。了解他们老师的这种对于
点，因为升起就一定有因缘条件，有因缘条件就必须灭去哦。
对对对。
We need to keep in mind that the terms nama and rupa are terms that are used to describe what is real and appearing at the present moment.
这边的提醒是，当我们用明法跟设法的时候，这个名字是用来描述那个真的存在的法。
Whether other rupas other than the seven rupas appearing in daily life, other realities can be known, and you mentioned whether they can be known through meditation. And Ajahn replied and said, by panya, by conditions, panya can understand what appears. What did you mean by meditation?
那么稍早之前呢
？Realities could be known by meditation.
嗯哼。那么稍早之前呢，大众有提到，就是说，除了这七个透过五个感官根本去经验的设法之外呢，那其他设法是怎么被知道的呢？是透过冥想吗？那么阿壮老师他的回答是，他是被智慧知道的。那当然是以前。
In a dream, isn't it the fantasy world that one lives in? Like even now, when there's no understanding, there's the fantasy world of people and things and different ideas and imaginations. Isn't it like this in a dream?
那么梦里面呢，是一个幻象的世界哦。那跟现在如果没有智慧升起来了解真相是什么，世界里面不管是在台湾、在越南或在哪里，我们都活在想象的幻象的世界里。
So this was why Ajahn corrected what you mentioned and said that anything can appear by conditions to panya, nothing to do with meditation or a special state of mind like a dream or a trance or anything else. Only
just as it is, understanding can see that actually there's nothing, only that reality which appears well to the highly developed panya.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other realities does not appear together.
嗯哼，这里有算是三个重点了。第一个就是说，现在我们讨论什么哈，其实它都已经过去了。好，我们只要讨论一个，不管你讨论什么，它其实就立刻过去了。但是第二个重点就是，但是这些立刻过去的灭去的法都有它的尼米塔，都有它的影子。这个影子是可以被了解的，是可以被思维思会的。那当然，接下来就是如果你智慧够高，就可以了解这些法其实。只要这是多么的珍贵，多么的重要，因为我们的无明，你想日复一日，然后一世接着一世，一劫接着一劫，这么多累积的无明有多多，我们其实在一天之中我们是不知道的，我们其实不知道，我们不是真的那么知道无明。
Reason and then gone, who knows? Because the other realities follow immediately, so rapidly that ithinder the understanding of the hardness as just a reality. That's why from hearing again and again, it can be conditioned for awareness to arise. Just then, it is aware with understanding of that characteristic as not anything like before.
比如说，印，现在谁真的了解印呢？我们碰到，我们每天都碰来碰去碰到印。可是它并没有真的出现以一个正念的，没有任何怀疑的哦。你不会怀疑，其实法就立刻生灭了。你不会怀疑法是无我的。那这个的累积是需要真实波罗蜜的哦。就是
think about this as I would like to be this. I would like to have more understanding. I would like to do this for that. Because that is all about lopa attached to the self.
嗯哼。当真的开悟的时候，也就是了解真的没有我，诸法无我，已经没有任何邪见了。所以不像现在我们会想要变成什么，那么我想要知道什么，那我想要去做什么。那个时候真正，因为我们现在还没有，我们现在还有邪见，我们还不是一直在正见的世界里。
So it's only panya which is wise to akusala and ignorance.
做这个只是让无明跟贪爱更深而已。
The understanding can understand only that we think of our own heart, love or like or dislike. It seems like it's rupa or nama. It seems like it's nama because we have many kinds of hatiya. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But actually, hatiya itself is the base for citta to arise. And it's there in the body until 17 moments before death. Kamma stop producing any rupa because all rupa, which is conditioned 17 moments before death, fall away together with moment of death.
Right. Okay. 首先呢，这个
17 moment. So death is the death of rupas, cittas, and kamasarupa.
Okay. 老师这边解释的是，在死亡心升起的17个心的时刻呢，那么业就不再那个创造出法来了，因为他创造这个法，这个意根可以持续17个心的时间嘛。 所以接下来这个设法就可以持续17个时间，到这个最后这17个心死亡心一起就结束了。
The end of all we took for self from birth to death at that very moment, no more this personality in circle of birth and death.
那么死亡心呢，就结束了所谓这一世的这个人，那么在轮回中不会再有这个人。
It's just like a play on stage. Then it's gone completely. No more. No more role for that play for this life.
那个就好像一个就没有那个角色了，这个人已经不再有了。因为一个设法持续的时间是心的17倍嘛，所以那个一根，最后一个一根升起的时候呢，它可以维持17个心的时间嘛。 所以不用接下来这17个心，也不用再一直创造一根了。那个一根这个设法升起，就可以维持最后死亡心之前的那17个心，懂？不过这个不是重点啊，知道这个知识也好，不知道也好，它并不关键。它的重点就是，没有谁可以改变它，没有谁可以改变那个这第16个。 不再升起，或者是到第5个再继续升起，没有人可以改变它，即使是佛陀也不可能改变。所有的细节都是帮助我们了解诸法无我，就是不受控制。这些细节都是告诉我们，不可能谁可以去改变这些事情而已。